Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola. Thursdays at 8:40.
Hello, Wendy.
Hello, Darren.
Listen, I got your mail last night, and I must admit, I don't think I've ever received a municipal bill that's been 10 times the usual monthly amount. Is this am I the odd one out here?
Well, given what I do for a living, I receive pleas for help from people, homeowners all over the country who've had experienced this bill shock, either through allegedly very high electricity costs or water costs or rates that they hadn't been paid. So I understand that I try and help where I can, but I'd never experienced it personally in quite a few decades of paying municipal bills until 2 weeks ago, the 15th of January, where I received a bill of, instead of being around the 4,000 rand mark, it was almost 36,000 rand, which is just what you need really at the end of, mid-January, where you're clawing your way to payday.
Exactly.
So apparently, according to the council, my water usage had jumped massively from October to November. And then, of course, they estimate the next period based on that reading. And then the sewage is linked to your water use. Of course, sewage used to be included, but then they carved that out as an extra cost.
Yeah.
And then, hence the sky high bill. So I wrote to the council for answers. What now? I said, I can't afford this, especially not in January. What are my options?
Mm.
A water department official responded, please be advised, which is my worst phrase ever. Mm. Please be advised that your water consumption has increased to 217 kiloliters between October and November 2019. We further estimated your account for over 44 days based on high average. Now, these are the two options you're given. Please check for an underground leak and get a plumber to repair. Then a claim can be lodged, because I do have water loss insurance. Mm. I advise everybody to get it if they don't already. In the absence of a leak, you can request a meter to be tested via the contact center. So they're suggesting if it isn't a leak, which they clearly think is the most likely scenario, then maybe the meter is not reading properly, right?
So was it a leak?
So, thankfully, not a leak. I took photos of my water meter out on the verge, 24 hours apart. I WhatsApped them to my plumber, lovely man, along with my bill. And I said, what now? Do you think does this consumption over a day indicate a leak? And he came back to me with scenario number three, the one not mentioned by that water official. And that is that the water meter's fine. It's the water meter reader who's faulty.
Why don't you just say that for me one more time? Just for the giggle.
Okay. The water meter's fine, but it's the water meter reader who's faulty. Practice makes perfect. So on November 27, which is the reading on the bill, that number is 200 kiloliters ahead of where my water meter now is 2 months later.
Okay.
So in other words, the meter's not going backwards.
It's impossible.
Yeah. Yes. It couldn't be more 2 months ago than what it is now.
Mm.
And thanks to my Neighborhood Watch group, Neighborhood WhatsApp group, I learned that a woman in the next road had the same experience, got her bill on the same day, 40,000 rand hers was. The meter was read on November the 27th as well. And it's also, her current reading is around also about 200 kiloliters behind what they claimed it was 2 months ago. So clearly it was the same meter reader having an extremely off day.
Mm.
And of course, the natural question is, how many other meter readings did he get wrong on that day?
Yeah.
And perhaps other meter readers, leading to this bull shock and honestly sleepless nights for heaps
for
Durban residents. Because the problem is, you don't know, must I pay this now while waiting for them to sort it out, or am I going to get cut off if I don't know? Where do I find 40,000 rand? Anyway, so when I discovered I was one of two that I knew of, I turned it into a media query and engaged with the council's media department.
And then?
And then I'll tell you what I asked exactly on behalf of Durban ratepayers and how they responded in a little bit.
Nice little cliffhanger. More with Wendy Nola when we come back.
Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola, Thursdays at 8:40.
Wendy lady.
Yes, Darren.
So your sky-high municipal bill wasn't as a result of a massive water leak or a faulty meter, but a faulty meter reader.
It would seem so.
So if his name was Peter, you could say Peter the meter reader must read meters neater.
That's very impressive. I'm not going to repeat it, but yes, that's the idea.
That's the
Nita.
Point.
Yes. So I wasn't alone, as I said. Very close neighbour got a bill of 40,000 rand. Her meter was also read in the last read on the 27th of November, and her reading couldn't have possibly been correct because the actual meter readings haven't are way behind what both of ours what they were said to be in November. So. Mm. I wrote to the city via its meter department because the chances of it just being having happened to the two of us that we were, our meters were overread are fairly slim, I would say. So I said, to those who complain to the city of exceptionally high water bills, the city presents just two scenarios. One, you have a leak, get a plumber in, and two, the meter is faulty. There's no third option, which happens to be responsible for my high water bill and that of my neighbour, and that is the meter reader got it wrong. Why is that? Why don't you put that out as a possibility and ask them to check their meter readings currently. Mm. Number two, when homeowners point out that it can't be right, this reading was overstated, how does the city respond?
I mean, it's not a small thing. It's not like $4,000 to $5,000 or $6,000.
No, no.
It's 4 to $40,000. That's considerable.
What do you do? But that's the point. Is it quickly resolved or... being, you know, the city, municipality, does it take ages? Do you have to find this money somehow, borrow it, get into debt over it, and then hope you'll be reimbursed down the line because you don't want your services to be cut off?
Yeah.
You don't want to be blacklisted and all the rest. Mm. If the city concedes that the only feasible explanation was an incorrect meter reading, is the meter reader in question dealt with in any way? Do officials find out which other properties he or she read on that day or in that week and then proactively investigates whether they got it wrong or not, asks the homeowner to take a photograph of their meter or whatever? Mm. I think it's a very pertinent question. And what advice do you have for homeowners, I asked, who discover that they've been overcharged for water or electricity even, who do they contact, who do they report it to, what information and photographs do they need to provide, all practical stuff.
These are all very relevant, very fair questions, I think.
I thought so, yes. So here's the response I got to those very detailed questions from Etiquette Municipality spokesman Nzwake Maisila. It goes like this. An investigation into the matter has revealed that both meters were overread by the contractor. Adjustments for both accounts were done and authorised on Wednesday the 22nd, which is a week ago, and I've yet to see my revised bill having asked twice because I'm supposed to pay it by Tuesday. The response continued, in order to ensure that this never happens again, the behaviour of contractors will be monitored closely. New contractors will begin work in February. I'm sure that's coincidental. Mm. And as a measure to mitigate such instances, the new contractors will be required to take photographs of all readings taken in their respective routes daily while using HHTs, which I presume are handheld somethings, to capture the readings. Pictures will be used to cross-reference reading accuracy when the meter reading audits are done. Hence, we are hopeful that we will eliminate these issues and give our customers peace of mind.
Is that it then?
That was it. The new photos policy is very good news, but none of my detailed questions were answered. And you might notice there's no apology in there. So we just hit you with this bill and leave it to you to figure out. But, there's no sorry. So I went back to the media department with the unanswered questions and I added, how many other homeowners, let's have numbers, have complained this month and in recent months about incorrect meter readings? In other words, has the city worked out how many wrong readings there were? What is the scale of this issue? That was last Thursday, Darren. I was told yesterday that by the media officials that they're still awaiting a response from the department. So disappointing, to put it mildly. So here's my advice. If you get a really high municipal bill, check your meters, electricity and water, but water's out on your verge. They come and read it without you realizing.
Yeah.
They may well reveal that the reading could never have been right. The numbers don't work. Send your photographic evidence to the municipality and ask for an adjustment. And please let me know about it as well. So
yes,
we can start getting an idea of the scale of wrong meter readings.
Perfect.
In the city.
And you can send that to Wendy Nola's Facebook page. It's a Wendy Nola Consumer. There's a mail section on that page as well. Thank you, Wendy.
This is East Coast Breakfast. East Coast Breakfast.